last time we discussed a little bit of the distinction between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Even though this isn't the prevalent minhag, theoretically a person could have 5, 10, 1,000 people reading the Megillah at once, because the principle of Trei Kali La Mishtami doesn't apply to Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara says Agav Chavivuse, because people try so hard to hear the Megillah, a special, let's say, cherished quality to the Megillah. The second din that we discussed, which is also a distinction in Kriyas HaTorah, is that when it comes to reading the Megillah, that a person is technically allowed to sit down. In Tzibor, we wouldn't do that for Kavodat Tzibor, but the Aruch HaShulchan thought that even L'chatchila, if you're reading for somebody privately, you'd be able to sit down while reading the Megillah. Kara Omed, Kara Yoshev Yatza, that's just a din b'dieved when it comes to Kavodat Tzibor, but privately, he was okay with that. So two further halachos for today. What about Kara Seirugin? This happens sometimes, that a person pauses while reading the Megillah. Especially the way it falls out this year with Tainus Esther leading directly into the reading at night. Anybody who reads the Megillah at night will tell you that it's actually sometimes, Megillah Esther isn't short, and reading it at night, so sometimes it's actually, you have to catch your breath. So how long are you allowed to pause for? So in general, in halacha, when it comes to things like Kriyas Shema or Kriyas Halal, so Kriyas and Megillah is part of this, there is a discussion about whether a person has paused long enough, kedei ligmor es kula. You literally pause long enough to go and do the entire thing, so that could be a problem. Kriyat Shema is a din d'oraisa. There, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if it was ba'ones, so you could be yotzei, something completely out of your control comes up, but otherwise, you'd have to go back to the beginning. So Kriyat Megillah is a din d'rabbanan, we could probably be a little bit more mekel, but this is something to be aware of as well. What is Ligmar as Kula? That depends. You know, it's hard to know. You know, there are some people that they boast that they can read the Megillah in 20 minutes, something like that. I don't know how anybody could read the Megillah really in 20 minutes and, it's too fast. It doesn't have to be an hour, but, you know, it's 35 minutes is probably the amount of time that it really takes to read the Megillah, all right? So if you're not stopping for Haman, maybe you can shave off a few minutes, half an hour. You have a lot of people to read for. But again, Kidei Ligmar is Kula, so that's a discussion. But again, we paskin the Kula there. The second issue that comes up is, what about people who don't understand the Megillah, right? So the whole thing is supposed to be for Pesumei Nisa, but not everybody understands Hebrew. So the truth of the matter is that the Megillah written as it's... as it was given over, kichsavam v'chizmanam, in Hebrew, you don't have to understand it. But there is another way of being yotzei in the Megillah, in theory, which is that the Megillah could be read to you in your native language. So this came up also. You had, and it's in the news a lot these days because of Russia and Ukraine, but the Jews of the former Soviet Union, how are they supposed to know how to speak Hebrew, understand Hebrew? You could be arrested for that. That's actually what they got Sharansky on. They got him for teaching Hebrew. So that technically is acceptable. So if you would write a Megillah, you can't read a Megillah Baal Peh, but if you would write a Megillah in Russian and read it to people who understand Russian, so that theoretically could work. But the Gemara points out you do run into a problem, which is that we don't really know what all the words in the Megillah mean. Meaning, this has nothing to do with your level of Hebrew fluency. But the Gemara gives the example of Achash Tranim B'nei HaRamachim. What's that? I mean, some kind of messenger, some kind of, you could look it up the way whatever art scroll translates it as. Maybe they just write Achash Tranim B'nei HaRamachim. So one of the suggestions is, if you're going to do that, maybe you should just write, in Cyrillic language, Achash Tranim B'nei HaRamachim. I don't know. Because we don't know what it means anyway. Even in Hebrew, it's some kind of... way of conveying, messages in the ancient Persian Empire. This is how they would send things out. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's for that reason that, really don't see this done. Maybe it'd be more meaningful for a lot of people. If they don't understand the Megillah, maybe it'd be the most meaningful thing to read it to them in their native language. So again, the trop thing is a separate issue. You could just do it without trop, just read it to them. But it's very hard to have exact translations. Mehodu v'yad Kush. There's a whole discussion. Is it Kush Ethiopia? Maybe it's somewhere else in the world. So for that reason, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the minhag evolved not to do this, even though in theory it could be much, much more meaningful, because we really don't know how to translate the Megillah properly. And to actually be Yotze, you'd have to really hear every single word. So that really means that you'd have to hear the word or an accurate translation of the word, and that becomes an extremely, to the point of impossible, burden in terms of setting the bar it's such a rarefied place to be able to know exactly what each and every word means. So what we do is we rely on the fact that we could read it in Hebrew, even for people, you know, who have no idea what's happening in the Megillah. The hope is that they'll, you know, be able to either prepare a little bit beforehand or ask afterwards and have some sense of the Persimei Nisa, the wonderful things that went on, and then maybe one day even be able to understand the Megillah in the language in which it's being read. But again, for purposes of fulfilling the mitzvah, if you're going to go that way, I can't say it's the most enjoyable thing, but you have to really listen to them. You can't just like be following along in the English, right? So it's a mitzvah's kriya. The way that we're yotzei is with shomea kona. So you really have to listen to every word from the Baal Koreh. So I admit it wouldn't be the most pleasant experience if you don't really understand Hebrew, but you have to listen to every single word that he's saying. Then maybe you could read the translation afterwards. Maybe you could do it a little bit beforehand. It's not the most exciting way, I would admit, to spend 35 minutes or so, but that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, even if one doesn't understand exactly what's being read, one still has to listen to each and every word.